Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of my podcast, Putting in the Gutter. My name is Joe Ambrose, PGA professional and PBA professional, and every week or so we come at you with some things going on in the world of golf and bowling and other sports as well. We'll start with golf this week. It was nice to see Rory McIlroy get back in the winner's circle last week at the Zurich Classic. Even though it was a partner's event, it was still well done and does show that team golf can work if it's done right. I don't like the way the LIV Tour does it, but this was okay, doing kind of a best ball format. And watching some of the better PGA Tour players play, some good partnerships. But it was nice to see Rory win with one of his best friends with Shane Lowry from Ireland. So it was cool. It's a good event. I'm glad they only do it once a year. I think that's enough. But it's still a good part of the PGA Tour. And that will lead up to this event this week at the Byron Nelson, where we hope that players like Jordan Spieth can get back on form and give us some people to root for from America here. So we'll see what happens. On the LPGA Tour, Hannah Green defended her title last week for the second year in a row. Good to see that. I also noticed, I looked at the standings for the LPGA event last week, and the top 18 were not from the United States. Not just reiterates what we all know, that both tours have gotten so much world dominated. There's so many good players all across the world, and it's definitely not dominated by the United States anymore, and it really even speaks to why, you know, the Ryder Cup has been dominated by Europe for the last 30 years for the most part, except for a couple of years. And even the Solheim Cup has changed, where Europe is the dominant team. We've done a great job as PGA professionals and other people that grow the game of golf to expand things throughout the world. And, you know, of course, adding golf in the Olympics, you know, around 10 years ago was huge. And it just keeps growing leaps and bounds. And I'm glad to see it. And I love seeing all these players from all over the world, you know, be able to compete. I just wish it was all on one stage like we used to have on the men's side, and the women's side has it all the time. The only problem with the women's side is a lot of the events are out of the country, so we either can't go see them or they don't get the same television coverage that the men do, because, you know, the women are on cable channels or online or whatever. So we'll see how things progress as we go. But for the most part, golf's in a good state. The Byron Nelson this week will be one of three events leading up to the PGA Championship in Kentucky at Valhalla, May 16th to 19th. So I'm sure some guys will take some weeks off. And then as we get to the PGA, we'll go over the field and see how that's going to look as we go into that event. On the bowling side, the college season is over. Just like other sports, the transfer portal's been popping, and there's been some coaching changes. You know, some people I know are either not going to coach anymore or going to other schools. And it's just like every sport now, where the transfer portal is a main source of recruiting for a lot of schools. The NIL money, I think, in my opinion, is a good thing for student athletes. I like it. I think they should get paid because they're representing their school and they're getting rewarded for their talent. However, I would like to see it tied into them staying at a particular school. But I don't know if that's going to really happen, because we're in an era where people just go for the best deal, and while I can't blame them, it makes it very difficult, especially in men's sports. It makes it tough to follow, you know, bigger schools, because you don't have the same players there all the time. I think that's why women's basketball really took off in the last couple of years, because the WNBA rule is that they can't become professionals until they're 22 years of age. So the women have to stay at school longer, and you get a chance to grow with them. You get a chance to see them more often on, you know, in a certain uniform. And I think it's better long haul. I think they're more ready for the pros when they get to be 22. I don't think a lot of the guys are ready at 18, 19. There's only a handful that are. A lot of them wind up out of the sport by the time they're 22. So I would rather see the same rules on both sides of it, but I know that's not realistic. So we'll just deal with it. But that's where we are. The professional women's bowling tour is going to start up, I think, this weekend or next weekend. I have to look at that. But that's mostly, you know, like from May till the end of August. Again, a lot of tournaments, even on the men's side, a lot of tournaments are held in the summer because that's when bowling centers are available. That's when it's quieter for them. They have less leagues going on, and it's easier to get places. And then when you're selecting sites for tour events, you have to look at logistics, airports, hotels, all that. And it's not easy always to find that. On the men's side, we have some playoff events going on, and it's going to culminate with the top eight actually coming to my area in Pennsylvania, in Bethlehem, at Steel City. The top eight will be there. I think it's June 6th to June 9th. I'm definitely going to try to go at least one day to go see them. So I hope some of you people that live close to me or not too far from here can get a chance to see that. We don't get top tour players, you know, in our area very often, so it's a rare thing for us to get that. So I'm looking forward to them coming to Northeastern Pennsylvania in June. All the other sports are going on, as we know. Hockey playoffs are cranked up. I can't really talk about that because I don't know anything about hockey. Basketball playoffs are going. Today's Thursday, so we're going into game six of Knicks Sixers. Going back to Philadelphia after really five close games. This could go either way tonight, so I'll be curious to see how that goes. Celtics closed out Miami last night. Dallas really beat up on the Clippers last night in L.A., so they go up 3-2. The Denver-Minnesota series starts, I think, Sunday. And Indiana-Milwaukee still going on, and I think that's tonight as well. Game six in Indiana. Indiana will be looking to close that out. Milwaukee's a good, solid team, but they've had so many injuries and so much go on with midseason coaching change and everything. It's going to be hard for them to win the last two games with the players that they've got left. But in one-game situations, you just never know. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. And, of course, baseball's going on with their painfully long season. Me, as a Yankee fan, I'm still happy that we're 20-12 at this point. Kind of tied for first place with Baltimore. Got one more game in Baltimore, and then we go to Tampa. But for the most part, without Gerrit Cole in the starting lineup and only one guy hitting over 300, Soto, my Yankees are doing okay. Phillies are doing really well. They're hanging right with Atlanta. Good to see that. The Mets are hanging at 500, which is better than I actually thought they would do. But they have a better team than people think. So we're only 30 games in. I mean, geez, we got 162 games, so who knows what's going to happen. It'll be a very long season and hopefully a very good one, so I look forward to that. All right, well, I have to cut this one a little shorter today as golf season is a little busier now, so I go to work a little sooner. And I'll be back with another podcast as soon as I can. And thank you again for listening. You can email me questions or comments anytime at joeambrose@pga.com. You can find this podcast as I hook it up to Facebook after I get done with this, and then it's on Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeart Radio, Podchaser, Listen Notes, a bunch of other ones. But again, thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. Anything you need me to talk about that I don't, I would be happy to give it a shot. And we're very close to start have interviews and have live people on the show. I'm very much looking forward to that. I have a few things scheduled for the next couple of weeks. So stay tuned for that. So again, thank you for listening to my podcast, Putting on the Gutter. And I will talk to you all soon. Have a great weekend. Bye.